Welcome to your Realtor Success Channel in Northwest Florida with your host, Tim Whittemore with the Whittemore Group. If you're a new agent or a seasoned agent looking to better yourself and your career, and or looking into the opportunities of being an agent with LPT Realty, look no further. Tim breaks down the things you need to know without all the hype and fluff, so stick around.
Are you a real estate agent and trying to get some leads online and try to get those things for free? And you're worried about, hey, what do I have to do in order to get this? Well, in this video, we're going to talk about SEO or search engine optimization. And we're going to go through the bare minimum of what you need to know without going through all the technical aspects of it, but to give you a good grasp of what you need to know to get at least the minimal effective dose of SEO onto your website and into your platforms so that you'll be successful in getting not only attention through your marketing, but also leads. So stick around. What's up, everybody? This is Tim Whittemore here with the Whittemore Group with LPT Realty, coming at you with some more great information, whether you're looking to change brokerages or you're a new, experienced team lead, whatever that you're trying to do in your business in real estate, I've got your back. I got plenty of info coming for you. I've been the team lead, I've been a buyer's agent on a team, been that single agent, run multiple teams in different areas, and man, I can tell you, I've made some mistakes. Hopefully on this channel, we're gonna review those so you can live vicariously through me so you do not make those mistakes. All right. They always say that you are the sum of the three voices that you surround yourself with. Let me be one of those voices to help you get to the top of your career. We have these videos and audios coming out once a week. So make sure you go ahead and hit subscribe and click that little bell so you're notified every single time we got some new content coming at you. All right. So let's get into SEO tips for real estate agents. So let's first start talking about what is SEO. SEO is search engine optimization. So sites like Google, Bing, all those search engines, they're looking for specific things on people's websites, looking for speed, looking for desirable traits, essentially, that they're going to find on different websites. Now, it's really tough to compete sometimes with Homes.com, Zillow.com, and all those other big websites where they're paying probably six figures to somebody to help them with their SEO throughout there. Are we going to beat them? No, probably not, right? But what we can do is we can really niche down, and for people looking for specific things, like maybe communities, neighborhoods that are popular, that when people search them, they're more likely to find a niche page. It's going to drive them to your website or to your content. So there's really two things that I want to cover when it comes to SEO. Really three, I guess. But you're going to have website traffic, right? So traffic to your website. Also, if you're running videos on YouTube, since YouTube is connected to Google, I would also start looking, and we're going to talk about YouTube and how to get traffic through SEO to that as well. Other parts that you will want to consider when looking at SEO is other aspects inside your business, such as reviews and other minuscule things throughout it, whether you're doing TikTok and things like that to be more searchable. Okay, so let's talk about the website, because this is where most people think I would need to improve our SEO. So website's great, because a lot of times it has an IDX feature that when people go on, they can search via your MLS and find the properties that they want. Awesome. You and about a million other people out there probably have the same thing, or whatever your MLS is that has that hookup, right? But we're trying to stand out. We're trying to stand out to drive it to our specific website. And what you want to ensure a couple of different things. First of all, that your page content makes sense, right? So you want to ensure that your homepage and your about page on your website is SEO friendly at a minimum, okay? So you want to make sure that you go there and that your title is the exact title that shows up when somebody Googles, you know, your company, and they can see exactly what that is. It shouldn't just say home. It should say, you know, homes for sale and whatever, or whatever tag that you want it to be. So make sure that that title is correct. Next, you want to start looking at what the meta tags are going to be and the meta titles that may be in there. You may also see inside your SEO for your main page an image. So when somebody clicks on it, is it just your logo? Is it really nice, pretty home? Like, what is it that you want people to see? But you'll want to go through, and I suggest using Google AdWords and do a search to figure out what people are searching for. So I live in Destin, Florida, so I may just put in homes for sale in Destin, Florida in Google AdWords, and I'll see what all everybody else is really searching for. And I'm looking for something that's usually 10K to 100K or something more than that, and then see what the competition is. So if you're looking at this or listening to this audio, you can go back through and take a look, and you'll see when you go through these different steps, like exactly where to go. And then I take those titles and I put them into the optional titles that my website gives me for the meta titles. And meta tags is whatever keywords that you want people to be looking at. And what are people searching? Do you want to be for sale in my town? Or, you know, could it be your name? I don't suggest necessarily putting your name at least in the homepage, because your brand's probably not big enough that that's going to make a big difference. Like, nobody is searching that name, but they are searching for the assets that you're trying to sell. If you're in a place that have condos, townhomes, specific communities, I would put that in there because it's going to drive people to your website, and there's not going to be as much competition for people searching specific neighborhoods, like a luxury neighborhood or something that only a small amount of people really know. All right, there's a bit esoteric. All right, so that's where you want to go. Also, you'll want to make sure that the content that you have in there is accurate, and there's a lot of it, right? So I also suggest that you go through, if you have neighborhoods as a tab in your website, that you fill that out, go into Google, and then just type in that city's name or moving to that city's name, and then just hit the suggested to see how many questions. And I would bring up probably 6 of those questions, right? And just put them out of what people are searching for about that area. Then use old ChatGPT or some sort of version of AI, and you could have them write a blog out for you with the answers to those titles. Just make sure that the ChatGPT is connected to the internet, and it will give you some sort of form of long-form content that you can put in there. I do highly suggest that you read through it before you post it on there to make sure that it makes sense. I would also ask ChatGPT to make it sound like it doesn't sound like it was written by AI. Yes, you can do that, and that also helps build that content out for you. There are a couple of other websites that you can go to do AI detector, because Google is getting very smart with detecting AI written content, and throw it into some of those different places, and it will check for you if it was written by AI or not. And if it was, you can go back and have ChatGPT do it over and over and over again until it reaches the minimum standard. Most of what I see is at least 90% written by a human. If you can get that, then you're doing pretty good. Okay, other things that you'll want to help yourself out with is internal and external links. So while you may be talking about, in our area, Destin, Florida, and you're talking about, I don't know, Crystal Beach, and you're referencing that in there, you can find the main website for Okaloosa County that showcases that beach, and you can link it out. So you have a lot of outbound links. Hopefully somebody will link you back for one of your blogs or content, and then you have links that bring you back in. This is how this SEO really builds out. But if you're just starting, I would just really concentrate on doing a lot of exterior, you know, going out links to different places, because you're gonna get a bump anyway when you're giving relevant content out. I would make sure that if you are gonna have somebody click that link, that it goes to a new tab and doesn't change the browser that they're currently in, so they can go back to you. Other parts, the big one that people really concentrate on their website, are blogs and vlogs. Vlogs are just video blogs. So perhaps like me, you see me on YouTube, and I take this YouTube content, I rip out the script from whatever I was saying, and then that becomes a blog. We put the video in there as well, and then we put through everything on that page, right? And that becomes a vlog, right? Again, I would still edit it. You could still use AI tools. Some websites actually have AI tools that can help you write some of these, and they're actually pretty good. If you really, really want to get good with blogs, other than the other tips that I just gave you, again, make sure that you do have a photo, at least one or two, inside of that blog. Make sure that it's geotagged, that photo's geotagged for the area that you're talking about. And you can use tools like Yoast, Y-O-A-S-T, and sometimes they'll actually get into your website and it will tell you whether a page or a blog is SEO strong, and it will tell you exactly what to do to get that ranking up there. So I know that seems like a lot, but that's the minimum that you need to be doing for your website. Going over to YouTube, YouTube's really SEO friendly as well. If you ever look up any of our videos for the area that we service in real estate, like living in Fort Walton Beach, living in Destin, Florida, those different places, you're gonna see in the suggested videos most of myself or my team. And it's because we did this SEO friendly stuff that we put in there. our key claim to fame that we were able to do was using TubeBuddy, at least for the SEO side. TubeBuddy helped us out a lot. And TubeBuddy helped us pick out titles to see what was most enticing and what people want to watch. It also helped us gain CTR, or click-through rate, for our thumbnails and give us alternatives and tests. The other part was to create meta tags. What keywords were we after that people Googled or were on YouTube and was looking up, because people use this as a search engine, in order to figure those out. And you have up to, I think, 500 characters or something like that that you can put in there for the keywords that you're going after so that they rank. And it will even show you the ranking on YouTube, at least through TubeBuddy. And this is a subscription service. It's really not that much. I think the minimum is like $4.99 a month. It's not a whole lot, at least at the time of this video. And then the next part is having an SEO friendly description. How do you do that? The best part of doing this is for you to take all your meta tags that your keywords you're ranking for and make sure it's in that description. Make sure that, and I'm not sure at the time of this video, the hashtags weren't really working as well. However, that could always change. But ensuring that the first 3 to 5 lines is really enticing and draws the reader in to watch the video if they're just searching through that. But the SEO friendly description should have your meta tags in there. If they are mentioned multiple times in your description, it boosts those keywords up and the likelihood of your video also getting more views. So this is really, really good to kind of help with all those different things. Okay, so moving on to other options such as TikTok, maybe Instagram, reviews, any content that you put out there, there are some things that you want to keep in mind. First, you want to geotag by going to GeoImager, and you can take any photo that you have and geotag that, so if somebody searched for your city, that photo will come up in the image section. This is really good if you can tag it to a blog that drives traffic into your website so that you can get more people going through. And then other parts, you want to have it be SEO friendly. You want to mention things that people are searching for, like those tags that you were looking for in YouTube. Me and my family were moving to Destin, Florida, or something like that. You want to make sure that it's in there. So we have our assistants help go through and assist our clients in making reviews to help with SEO to boost our viewership up quite a bit. And the more SEO friendly things that you put in these descriptions or in TikTok or in Instagram, if you're putting in those hashtags that people are searching that are coming up on feeds, this helps all these things just get in front of the audience that you want. I want to let you all know before I really sum this up that SEO, or search engine optimization, is a long tail process, right? It's gonna take some time. Even my best product, which was on YouTube, still took 6 months to really gain momentum. It could take upwards of a year for your website to really build that momentum up as well. So I would make sure that you're putting the effort in, you do it consistently and over time, and if you follow these very, very simple rules, you'll start to rank and you'll start to get free leads coming in. Well, that's all I have for you for the quick version of SEO tips for real estate agents. If you have any questions about anything I mentioned here, please leave it in the comments below. If you are part of our audio and you want to get a hold of me, there is a number, just wait until the end, that you can call or text and we can try to connect. And if you are considering coming over to our brokerage here at LPT and you have some questions, please feel free to reach out to my team or myself here or both. Give us a call, text, email, whatever you need to do. Happy to chat with you there. But again, my name's Tim Whittemore here with LPT Realty, and we'll see you in our next video. Take care.
That's all we have for today. To learn more about becoming a real estate agent and or LPT Realty, make sure to hit that subscribe button and please leave us a review. Also, make sure you check him out and subscribe to his YouTube channel, Your Realtor Success Channel in Northwest Florida. And make sure to follow him on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. If you are thinking about joining LPT Realty on the Emerald Coast of Florida or anywhere in the United States, be sure to give them a call, text, or email, because he has the tools to help you get to the next level of your career.